Sandy Govin, lots of loving from St. Albert.
Unity and the community.
Are food banks a good thing?
Yes, food banks are good because they can help people who cannot afford to provide food for their family.
The future of land!
Victoria Gardens.
Victoria Gardens has refectory gardens.
Farming and
agriculture.
St. Albert's and Sunny Govan are being concise and always cooperate.
Sunny Govan and St. Albert's broadcasting and the world.
Your station, your creation, and we need you to make it happen.
And customers all over the world affect change.
And the world could create change by buying less meat.
Next up, a classic 70s rock rebellion song, Shape of Things to Come by Slade, released in March 6, 1970. Let's go for it.
New sun rising up angry in the sky. There's a new voice crying, we're not afraid to die. Let the old world make believe it's blind and deaf and dumb, but nothing can change the shape of things to come. There are changes lying ahead on every road. There are new thoughts ready and waiting to explode. When tomorrow is today, the bells may toll for some, but nothing can change the shape of things to come. The future's coming on now, sweet and strong.
Dreams crowding out old realities. Revolution sweeping in like a fresh new breeze. Let the old world make believe it's blind and deaf and dumb. Nothing can take the shape of things. Nothing can take the shape of things. Nothing can
the rise in veganism. Veganism is on the rise. According to analysis, young women are responsible for this. There are several reasons for this. Studies have shown that main reason appears to be that people are concerned about animal welfare and how they are treated during the meat production process. Other reasons include people wanting to be healthier, manage their weight, concern for the environment, and overuse of antibiotics. Finally, many people are choosing veganism purely as a matter of taste.
Mr. Stewart, don't have to call me. Just call me Stewart, that'll do. Right, I'm from an organisation called Urban Roots. Anybody ever heard of Urban Roots? One person, two, three, four, five, six. Oh, I'm liking this. Okay, and what do you know about Urban Roots?
They make allotments and they let you come in on some public ones and you can see the flowers and the plants.
Excellent. Yourself, was it you, Steve? Yourself, what do you know? Exactly. Urban Roots is a project that's about environmental, okay? Is this week your eco-friendly week? Is this something the school's doing? Do you know why you're here? I'm glad that some people put ads up. Right, we'll go with you first. Why are you here today?
Because we're learning about farming and see how plants can grow and flowers can grow.
Yep, that's one part of it. Yep, plants and flowers, exactly.
To see how we can look at the flowers and see them in a different way when we see them in our normal garden.
Very good point. Yeah, see them in a different way. I like that because I never used to look at flowers. Why do the plants grow differently in Scotland? Can you tell me why?
Because there's more rain.
There's more rain, yes, exactly. Different weathers in different countries. That's called, anybody know the word for that? You might not. What do you?
Weather conditions.
Weather conditions. There's another word for it. Begins with C.
Climate.
Yes, different climates. You can grow different flowers and vegetables, okay? This is a big allotment. We'll let you walk around it today, okay? And then what we'll do, while you're walking around it, I'm going to give you all a bit of paper. I'm going to break these into, how many of these are there?
20. So we were in the new Victoria Garden, and there was a man called Stuart, and he told us about different plants and fruits. And then we went to explore, and then a lady called us in her garden, and then she gave us these seeds. She said, have you grown them? As you put them in a paper bag for 2 days, and then you plant them in soil, and then in the next year in spring, it'll bloom into an orange flower. And she gave us 2 orange flowers to see how it looked like when the seed was all done. So we were at the Heading Gardens, and there was a lady, Rona. She told us where a different food came from, and then we played a game. There was a map and there were ports on it, and then we three groups, they each had bags, and each of them had like bags of like food in them. They were empty. We had to look at them and put them in the pot that they belonged into. And then we went, and I took some pineapple, mint and spearmint, and I made it into a perfume. Water, and I like mashed up the spearmint, the pineapple mint. I put it in the water, and then I mixed it, and then I put a spray of a real perfume, and then it turned into perfume.
Why did the banana go to the doctor? Because it wasn't peeling well.
But why, think about it, why did we have to produce lots more food? What's been happening over all the years? What's going to keep continuing, but how do we work on it? Somebody, go for it.
There's more population.
There's more people.
And we've got more technologies, we can get them sick.
Exactly. Did you identify all these? Hold on then. What's this?
A pepper.
Just shout it out, I don't need hands up.
Pepper.
What's this?
Leek.
Leek, okay. What's this?
Sweet corn.
Sweet corn, okay. What's this stuff?
Salad.
Cabbage.
Lettuce.
Not enough. Lettuce. It's called kale and shard, okay? But it's the same as spinach. Very good for you, right? What about these? Go on, just shout.
Squash.
That's a family of squash, but there's a name for these. They usually come green. This one's just big. And it's grown, it's usually that size, and you buy them in all the time, the green, it's just a different colour. Come on. Begins with C. Courgette. This is a courgette. The only reason this is a big courgette is because they haven't harvested it. So the longer you leave them, they turn into look like squash. And that will still be good for eating, but there's a point when it won't become. So you've got to kind of remember to harvest your vegetables as well, but somebody leaves these. So that is, what do you think this is then?
Garlic.
No, it's my garlic.
Onion.
Yep, that's the same family as that. It's a courgette. Just a different type, okay? Yeah. We'll grow, right? What about these green things?
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes, and what haven't they done yet?
They haven't
turned red, okay. What's these?
Spring
onions. What's this?
Beetroot.
Yeah, all right. Okay. What's this?
Garlic.
Right, can you all pay attention? What's this?
Onion.
What's that?
Onion.
Okay, what's that?
Pickle.
Pickle, what kind of pickle? Not a pickle.
Cabbage.
Cucumber.
No.
Pickle.
Who said, somebody shouted it there.
Cucumber pickle.
Cucumber. It's a cucumber, okay. Just a variety. And what's this?
Pineapple.
What's that?
SpongeBob's
house. Oh, SpongeBob's house. See, I'm thinking about that. Right. Hold on. Right.
Food sustainability.
Unity in the community.
Our final song today is Dust in the Wind by American rock band Kansas, first released in 1977.
Thank you so much for listening to our show. We had a great time making it. We hope you enjoy. See you later. Catch you next time.
Listen to St. Albert Radio Show.